Yishami Brachos Daf Tzadik Beis. The Gemara was getting in Daf Tzadik Aleph and the Beis. The Gemara discusses about when do we make a bracha? When do we make the brachas on mitzvahs? Mitzvahs, I must have a baruch alem. When do we make a bracha on the mitzvahs? Rabbi Yochanan Makhlekes Tanoyim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Oyvelas Yasa. You make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, because obviously Oyve means the concept is that a person is too late. If you make the bracha, it's already after the ma'isa. So before you do the ma'isa, before you do the ma'isa mitzvah, is when we are supposed to make the bracha. The lashon of the Gemara, kodem asiyasan, is the lashon of the Gemara explains it. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says b'shas asiyasan, while you're doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah, no, it's not just to do it before the mitzvah is doing it, but really while you're doing the mitzvah, why you make the bracha? And the reason is that we shouldn't have a bracha, then you should be able to do the mitzvah. Because the Pnei Moshe explains, Shem Yizdam Lo La'asosa, maybe something will come up, you'll be able to do it. So therefore, don't do it before, overless yasam, or rather do b'shas yasam. And the Gemara discusses there are certain mitzvahs that you have no choice to do it, only akhlas yasam. That's the Rabbi Shmuel, we have the local like Shmuel. The Gemara says that the Yomar Gatzma Kodim B'Shem Shmuel called mitzvahs tunas brachas b'shas yasam. All the brachas, all mitzvahs require b'shas yasam before you do them. Chutz mitkiya utfila. Except that the brachas b'shas, and why are you doing the mitzvah? Except a tekiyah tefila, tekiyah when you're blowing the shofar. Obviously, you can't do, you can't say a bracha when you're having when you're blowing the tekiyah. Therefore, it has to be obviously said tekiyah over lasiyasan. There, you would have to do it before. You can't do b'shas lasiyasan, and also tefila, and tefila as well. You can do, it's also, if you went to mikveh, you can't do it b'shas, a person's arum, you won't be able to make the bracha. So therefore, again, you do it there, it would be, before, it wouldn't be b'shas, yes, and you can't do it, but rather you do it, or you've yes, and you do it before. Mara says, v'yeshom, another case, k'dusha mitzvah b'ila, person is being boil m'kadash nisha b'biyah, so therefore, again, the same thing, you can't do it b'shas to b'biyah, b'shas to ma'isa k'dushin, it's inappropriate. So so the person that's not covered, you can't make the bracha, you can't say Hashem's name, people are not dressed. So therefore, there's also kodem asiyasan. You do it over asiyasan, you do it before the bracha, before the kedushin, before the ma'isabiyah, is when you would make this bracha, because there's no other opportunity. You have to do it therefore over asiyasan as well. Mara says, another exception is leib chayure. You have another mitzvah as well. Tefillin sheyad shalot liyachlo. It's a tefillin sheyad before you took them off. You make a bracha. The bracha we're referring to is lishma chukav. The bracha that you have to shemata chukka zos lamoadim yom lamima. The bracha to make a special bracha, which we do not make. This bracha lishmukha is the God, the mitzvos, and therefore the God local to do it by tefillin sheyad. Long you didn't take off the tefillin sheyad, you still have the mitzvah, because what calls money that's on you is still the mitzvah of the tefillin. So b'meila, therefore you make this bracha kol zman that's on you, even if you didn't do it before, you didn't even do it about b'shas the mitzvah, but kol zman that's feeling is on you, you still do make the bracha. So the Gemara says and this is like all the mitzvahs the Gemara explains. Shavuot, Gemara, what about Shavuot? Same idea, Shavuot, same idea. You say the same bracha. It should be only when you have the tefillin sheyad and tefillin shalrosh. So why dafka tefillin sheyad? Gemara says, not shaliyak. Gemara says, no, talk about where you don't, before you put the tefillin on, you don't put the tefillin on Rosh Hashanah. So mind the yavah. So if once it's put it on, how the yavah? Same thing, you must be on his head as well. So you see that since the ikar is the yad, because the my yad, you don't put on the rosh without the yad being on already, and you don't take off the rosh before the yad is removed. You don't take off the yad before the rosh is removed, so you wouldn't be left with just the rosh. So you see, therefore, it's only the tefillin shal yad. That's the bracha. That's what you make about. That's why it says tefillin shal yad, not the tefillin shal rosh. What about the mitzvah shechita? Shechita must be bracha. When do you make the bracha shechita? I says again, yochna amavleishka. Same idea. Before you do shechita, once you perform the shechita, why would you do that? Why should it be any other mitzvah? Why it should be like all other mitzvahs? You do it before the shechita. Why would you do it b'shin yishiyaka? Why would you wait until m'shishiyashka? Gemara says, Shemin is al-b'shchit. Maybe we're afraid that maybe you do a shchit to become an avela. Becomes an avela and you made the bracha levatola. So if we wait until the shchit is done, and then you make the bracha. And then you make the bracha of the thing, so it would make sure that it's not a, it's not going to be a bracha levatola, because it's not going to be considered as an avela. So the Pnei Moshe explains, we're talking about, we're afraid that maybe that would be, Before you do it, as the Haredim says as well, Chamesh Dvar Mafsidin HaShechita, the five things that lose, one of them is the Simanim are missing, or there's something wrong, so therefore you're going to wait until you check the Simanim, therefore you'll know that it was not Ketrev, otherwise it's a Brachal of Atala. Fikim Olama, what do you have to do? Brachal Shem Yisrael HaShechita, Fikim Ameata, so to meet the Simanim, they should wait until you have to check all the Simanim. Why do it? Why only after the Shechita? You should do it until after you check the Simanim, because if the Simanim are no good, then the whole thing is no good either. So why don't you wait? Now we assume that it's kosher. Once we have that it was done, and the and nothing was damaged, we don't assume there's anything wrong. We assume that it's all done properly. And maybe you can make the bracha even before you check this money. We assume that it's considered a kosher animal, a kosher shechita. Similar idea, you have the person shechted in the zeiv, and the wolves took away the bnei me'ah, took away the intestines, the stomach. Look, it's still considered kosher. You can't see. Maybe it was a hole, and if it was a hole, it should be puzzled, so you can't check it. It should be no good. Same idea. We're talking about a chazak kosher. It's a chazak that is kosher. We don't assume that it was no good unless you have a reason to assume. Therefore, most animals do not have any fatal movement in their organs. We assume that they're not considered treif unless we actually find something. So therefore, maybe you can make the bracha after shkita before you check the simanim. There's another halach. The Mishnah ends with Rav Ketzi Mishnah Meveres. The woman's pregnant. You can't tell her. Say you should make a bracha or she ratzah and should be a zalka. That's a tefillah shav. A woman is actually sitting on the birthing stool, about to give birth, and then you can't say it should be a zakar. Before you do that, you can daven. You can say, where do you get it from? The pasuk says, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, just like in clay in the hands of the potter, so two HaKadosh Baruch Hu shapes and lands. If it means he can change until it's Yosha Shavas Lamishpa, until the baby's completely formed. So therefore, why are we saying now that look is you can't do it? You see, it's not considered tefillah shav. So only when it's completely formed. So therefore, we say once you're sitting on the birthing stool already, then it's considered. If it's born already, there's nothing you can do to change. But before that, you can talk a change, and mele the bracha would could still be chal. So the Gemara says So the Gemara says, well, where do we see the taka? Such a thing happened. There was taka could change. Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi B'Shem Be'yanai. Gemara says, Ika Yibura. Gemara says that it was the Ika Yibura, the Yibura Sheldina Hizdekar. Originally, the conception of Dina, she was supposed to be a Zakar. Now, she's by the Rekha, if the Rekha Davin, that she should make sure she wanted another son. Because each of the Shifkos had two sons. She only had Yosef. She was afraid that if Leah has another boy and she saw Beruach HaKoshas, I was going to say that the only going to be 12, she'll be less than the Shifkos. So she Davin, and that's a Keva. She'd become a Keva. So we see that, where is he from? Acha Yolda Basik Yikrish Madina. I said, but Tikrish Madina. He says, after Acha, what's Pshat Acha? It means after the Tefillah of Rachel, only then is Meshpat Vachel, then Nasa Lekev, she became an Akeva. So the Tefillah was the thing that changed. Originally, she was not supposed to be a Zacha. She was supposed to be a Zacha, not a Akeva. But because of the Tefillah of Rachel, like Hashem Baruch listened to her Tefillah, Mamela, therefore, she became an Akeva, and this way she was still able to have the last child, the Binyamin, that she would have at least equal to the Shvachos. This is the tefillah can make a difference. So you see that it's possible until the Yoshev HaMishpah, you can do so. The Mishnah says you can't change the Zakah, you can't do that because it's tefillah Shav. But here we see that that Lamaisa, you can do so, you could do so. So there in Bavli, Gemara is the same sugya. Gemara says over there that they would say you can't bring a raya from there because there is a nisim, the Gemara says in the Bavli. And the name of his nisim, you can't bring a raya from Maisa nisim. It's a special nace that happened. But generally, you can't change. No one else is zoka like Ruckel for a nace because of a tefillah. So Mamela, therefore, tefillah should not be done. That's what the Bavli says. Yushami doesn't say that. It seems to end the taka. The person can do it. Rachel was one of the early Nevios, one of the early of the prophet. The four Imos were a prophet, all Nevios. Rachel says, why did she say, where do we see that she was a Nevia? So it says in the Pasuk, because it says that she said, another will have another child. She saw there'll be another child, another son. Other Ksiv, where it says in the Pasuk, it says, Yisrael Shalom Be'achi, give me another son. But it doesn't say other sons, only other son, only Anaka, only one more. Why would she say another one? How did she know it could be another son? Vaista, she realized, that he's only going to have 12, 12 Shvatim, and therefore there's only one left to have, and if Leah is going to have this fetus is going to be a Zakah, then she will not be able able to have it. So therefore, she davened, and therefore it was changed to an akeva. Therefore, she was able to have the other zakah. It doesn't say other sons again. Akeva says only Yosef ben Acher, that they have another one, Acher lo Amra. So Gemara says, you see the same idea. But that person's going in the way, again, you can't say that it shouldn't be in my house because it already happened. My woman, what should you say? What did she say? Gemara says, I'm sure that it didn't happen in my house. Not that you're davening it shouldn't happen in your house, but you have bitachon that it didn't happen in your house. You have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he protected your family, that nothing happened. So therefore, it's you're able to do that. You're able to make such a statement. Gemara says, Hila zakin ha'imeh, mishmura lo yira. Don't have to have any fear from something bad. Again, which means you have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk in Tehillim, that it's going to be right, it's going to be good. Therefore, if you hear something bad, don't think it's the worst of it, but rather have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's going to protect you and your family from harm, and then nothing is going to happen to you. The Rashi Shalua says, explains this idea, had faith in his that nothing happened to his family because he's batek in his chassidus that he is zocha, that he has enough schusim and nothing would happen to him or his family. And therefore, he could say with clarity the bitachon that nothing happened to him. That's what he did. Not a tefillah that you can't do, but to say that you can, from the pasuk in there, you could say mishmur ra that nothing was confident that nothing will happen to him. Mishnah talks about the bracha. Going into tefillah, the bracha is going to town. Person comes into a town and leaves the town and goes out of the town. What tefillah one is supposed to say? So the Mishnah tells us, "Haniklas lebarach v'spalashkayim." Person that goes into a city should go ahead and make two brachos, make two tefillos, say two tefillos v'spalashkayim, and the one going in and one going out of the city. So the Mefarshim explain that this is talking about not stam any city, but it's just any time a person goes into a city, not to his own city, but to a city where there's the danger, where there's potentially danger for a person, that's corrupt and that is dangerous in so many ways. Then that's what we're talking about in such a place is where we make the tefillah. Where a person should daven going in and going out. And the Moses explain what the text of the tefillahs are. The Gemara says talking about, if you look at the Rashi Salur, he brings down that the idea of a tefillah, mahalek b'derech v'tzarech la'avar v'darka b'krak. Person's traveling on the road and he has to stop into a city along the way. B'sham l'tzuyim moshlim royim v'vakshi alilos. These are people, they're the people there that are rulers and that cause damage, that cause it's dangerous for someone to be caught up in that. So Mimela, such a person, that person you go in, make bichidin sasa you go in, and when you go out, you make a bracha there, because bracha brought you the b'sholom. So the Mishnah says, Benazi disagrees with Arba, Shayim Ekshasa Shtar, two inside and two going in and two going out. What is the difference between two and the four? No, it's an adola sha'avar. Each time you go in and out, you give shavach v'odot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past, about what happened in the past, but so closely love, and you cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you for the future, for the danger that's going to be in the future. So, therefore, according to Ben Azai, there's going to be two of them. The Gemara is going to explain what they are, what the four are of Ben Azai, and what the two are of the Mishnah of Tanakama, what we have to say, which ones we have to say. The Gemara is going to explain. The Charedim just gives a little bit of a hakdama to what the tefillahs are. It quotes Rabbi Nevadia. Let me go in b'shalom, and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you go out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you to b'shalom, took you out b'shalom. That's the, and then you shouldn't be, no, there should be no tzaras. In the end, is what the tefillah is. So the Gemara says, Niklas lebet lekrach. A person goes into a krach, mispar shdayim. What's the tefillah? For the tefillah that you're able to go, it gave you a safe way to go out of the city, and it will lead it safely. So therefore, that is the the difference of the thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, for the ability to go out safely. That's what the and the Bnei Moshe says that can yisaso the knesset of shalom and yisaso shetetsu mikrachs of shalom. Nachash yotzo omim one day for nachash mikrachs of shalom. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pushing thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything, on the future of that it went out for shalom and the future that I'll be able to continue for shalom. So therefore, that's the tefillah. But Menasei Oimer, Bechstayim, Bechaber Shtayim, Bechstayim, Bechutzaso, what are the ones that he adds? Menasei Oimer, Yeratzov Necha, Shem Lekai, Bekei Avosai, Shetachnisi Levrakos HaShom, and you brought me in here B'Shalom. That the, you make a tefillah, just like Yaakov Avinu made a tefillah going into the go leaving, coming into, leaving Charan, coming into Charan. So you make a bracha. Nichas Vamir, when he enters the city, he says, Shem Lekai, Shem Lekai, Kasi L'Shom, you entered into the city as well. Yaakov Avinu did the same thing as well. He came to Shechem as well. He made the tefillah. Can you write something that says, Yenim Mutoko L'Shom, be able to go away from the city of L'Shom. The Chen Yeratzon says Chen Yeratzon. That is something that you don't find in the Bavidus Lashon, only in the Yerushalmi. She yotzah l'yomani goes out. Yotzah l'Hashem Akenu. Letzini mekras l'Shalom. Yotzah when you go out, Moday l'Fenecha. Letzini l'Shalom. Chen Yeratzon l'Fenecha. L'Chenu l'Beis l'Shalom. Makom l'Plan l'Shalom. So each of these is where you're doubling over the fact that you're thanking Hashem Baruch Hu, going in and going out. This that they both according to Ben Azai two and according to the Tanakhama one of each going in and going out. And the lush, we don't do these tefillos today. What we do the tefillos are, it's more the tefillos haderek, lashon shatfenu beisul shalom. That's part of the lashon of tefillos haderek, the Gemara speaks about it, which is brought down halacha, that we do say. That's the only nusach part that we do have today in that that nusach. Says the Gemara, this halacha of going to a city doesn't mean any city, but how do you have a medras goyim? It's only a medras says when you're going to a city of goyim, above the avodah zarah. Because there is a danger. Going to the city of Gom, that's where the danger, says the Bnei Moshe, the krak akum darim basocho, shechich azeka. That's where it's dangerous. There's no din brother. When you come into the city of Umasa Olam, that's where there's a lot of danger. But with that, by a city of Jews, you don't have to make a brother because there's no danger. The Gemara says, but if it's a place where they kill people, then even if for Yisrael, would be you have to take tefillah. What does it mean to kill people? Says the Bnei Moshe. Were they done dine capital crime? Then a filush bekasha don Yisrael. So lebarach shem yamatzi mishalom laskus. In a city where even if there's no, it's of most Jews, most Yidden, but they do is that they have capital crime for things that you did. We're afraid that maybe since you don't know anybody there, the madorch Yisrael so lebarach even in the place of city because you'll be caught with something accused and you have no one to defend you. So, because it's in a strange city, it's not your city. And Mela, therefore, even for Israel, even for the city of Israel, we'd be included in the protection, the tefillah that you should have, and you protect yourself. This is the lashon that we find in the Bavli. When it says, "When Nicholas the Beis Akisi," now the tefillah by the Kiddush Baruch Shem, when the Beis Akisi, you make two brachos, and because we see also, one go in, one go out. Okay, so you go in. What do you say? The brach covered lachem amu mukvadim mishaso. You say the person, you tell, since every person is accompanied by malachim, so you say them, the pasuk that we have, and the pasuk in the pasuk that we use is referred to, those who derech kavod. This is the person has to go to use the bathroom, so you say, but derech kavod, that you go into derech kavod. This is derech kavod, it's p'nei du kavod, it's clear a way, clear a path, because this is the derech of the world that people go wait and let them go, tell them to wait while you go and you go into the bathroom. Both kela kavod, you say both kela kavod. So therefore, it says that the shiyotze the yotzeman. What do you say when you go out? Shiyotze as other makokma, which is what we say. That we say today is the bracha we use for at least the first part of Rosh Hashanah. We do say that. Remember, we had earlier discussed it in Bavli the full nusach of Rosh Hashanah. But a bracha going in, that we don't say, because here the way we talk about it, it's because you had the malachim that escort you, so you go and you say to the malachim that you that to wait outside because you can't go in with them into the makam into a beis hakisei. So clearly that's done in a way mechubadim malavin also says the Rashi Salosh Ama ki malachim yitzavalak, the malachim escort a person. Since to say it's not proper that the malachim go in with a person to the bathroom. So therefore you tell them to in the tefillah to them to wait outside mechubadim, that they don't accompany you, that you go wait outside and you'll come to apologize to them for why you're not able to they have to wait for you while you go into the Malkum HaKisei. This is the formula that we use again, but this is not, we don't have this today because the idea of waiting on Malkum waiting for you is something that's out of we don't do that today. It's a guy, nobody has that koyak today to sense the Malkum with him. So therefore a regular person doesn't make this brachos. We just make the brachos of Ashi Yotzer, which is on the Maisa Asiya that we have. Mechel's a mechel's a kosvach time. You go to mechel's, you say two brokers time, kosvach will yotze. That's why me yotzam na hashem, that's my service. Save me from the fire, burnt by the fire. Being a fire, the fire is that heats the water. If it goes out, you'll be burnt by the fire. Mechek's a mehezik man. Well, from the hot water itself, you'll be burnt. The scalding water, you're not part of this. Or the building will collapse. So it's also a concern. But you have a different minafshi. Nothing happened to me while I'm in the Merchatz. If it happens to me, something does happen, should be a kapel my sins. And that's the way a person goes into it. There's a makom sakana, obviously. And if we're afraid that you have to make a special tefillah to go in, you should be protected. If she hurts me to go out, then you say, you save me from the fire. And if you say special bracha on the yitzir. That's only we're talking about where make a situation where on these brachas you make on the fire and the hot water and the collapse. Only when a bath house shenisukas that is heated. If it's not heated, you only have to worry about the hot water. You don't have to worry about the fire or the building collapse. Therefore, you don't have to say that these tefillos that you say b'chisaso don't have to be included because we're not worried about something happening. As a result, except for the hot water, which is what you mentioned. The rest of it, you don't have to mention, because there's no concern for that. When it says, Rechaka, Rechim, 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 Levi, says, Tefillah is at the Merchatz, and to Amir. You say the Tefillah in the Merchatz, you don't have to be standing up, even if you're sitting down. Again, because the Kayak, a person is not snua, and you're not dressed properly, so therefore, it's not made me in Mida, it's made me in the sitting, therefore it does not have to be able to go ahead and not be able to make a bracha in the makom matunov and a makom in a place where there's no erva there. The mispal ba filu kushiyosh, if you're sitting, you're able to go ahead and make that and make the bracha without having to be concerned. What does it mean in the sukkahs? Like kametray, it's heated up naturally. Where it's heated up with fire, that's what we have to be after concern for this, and that's what we make the tefillah. They ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we go in to protect ourselves from all these different possible damages.